Tanjamar staff are currently working on the first ever homegrown budget for the amalgamated municipality since the last budget was written and approved by the provincial government. As part of the process, staff are seeking some input from citizens. CHMA called up Town Treasurer Michael Beal and Corporate Services Director Kieran Miller to find out more about what they have planned, starting with a public meeting slated for September 19th, inviting residents to weigh in on budget priorities.
So we set the September 19th as the opportunity for the public to make presentations on what they would like to see as priorities for the new entity of Tanjamar for 2024. As you will recall, we used to do these meetings in the former town of Sackville before the budget process began, and we are looking at re-implementing that, where it did not happen for the 2023 budget as the province had undertook that process on their own. So essentially the meeting is an opportunity for any citizens, any groups, any organizations to come and give their feedback on things they'd like to see happen within the municipality.
Okay. And it's not just for groups who are looking for sort of community grant funding. It's also just, is it just citizens with an idea of, you know, if they might like to see a shifting priority or something like that? Is that okay?
Absolutely. It's for any group, it's for any organization, it's for any individual citizen who wishes to participate, and if they have an idea of something that is not happening in Tanjamar that they'd like to see happen in Tanjamar, they can definitely come and make a presentation. So presentations, as per the bylaw, are 5 minutes in length, which is what's been advertised. So it's not a lot of time, but it gives an opportunity for, like say, even individuals to come and pinpoint a specific item that they'd like to get on council's radar as we prepare the first draft of a 2024 budget for Tanjamar.
Okay. All right. And a presentation doesn't have to be, you don't have to have like a PowerPoint and photos and stuff. You can just have your idea and tell council about it, right?
Absolutely. It can be a PowerPoint, or it can be a verbal presentation, and it doesn't have to take 5 minutes either. It can take 1 minute, 2 minutes, or 5 minutes.
Okay. So Kieran, you've got something also in a similar vein happening online. Can you tell us a bit about the survey that's online right now?
Hi, Erica. Yeah, I'd love to. So we just launched a 2024 budget survey. So this is an opportunity for residents to, again, provide some input on the budget and what their priorities are. So it is available online, and then we do also have paper copies available. Residents can pick those up at the Dorchester and Sackville libraries, and we also have some paper copies here at Town Hall. And then completed surveys can be dropped at any of those three locations.
Okay. And the questions on that survey, so you're asking people to sort of, you describe the different departments of the municipality and ask them to sort of choose where they'd like to see enhanced or reduced or maintained services in those things. And then you ask for the top three priorities from a long list of possible priorities. How will you parse this? Like, how does this information get sort of processed and analyzed?
So we'd look to do kind of a summary of the results once the survey closes. So it closes next Friday on the 22nd. And we're just going to look and see, you know, if there's any common themes from the information submitted, if there's anything that's not there that we thought would be. And it's really just going to be based on what kind of submissions we get.
Okay. All right. Now, one of the questions I noticed was asking, there's a bit of demographic information asking, like, if you're a business owner or a resident, your age group that you belong to. But there's also a question of how many years have you lived in Tanjamar? I'm curious about that question. Why is that one on there?
So we're always interested in knowing who our residents are, who's responding to the survey. So that can include, you know, if it's someone that's moved here in the last 6 months, if it's someone that's been there for 20 years. So that helps us know who we're engaging with and who we're missing. So that would also go for something like age. We want to know if we're missing a demographic. So, for example, if survey responses were overwhelmingly between, you know, those from, say, 45 to 65, that would mean that we were missing residents between 25 and 44, and we'd want to know how to reach them. So it just kind of helps us know who's submitting the survey, who's engaging, and then we also know who we're not getting, so we can try and figure out how to reach those residents.
Okay, so those results of those questions won't be necessarily tied to the choices that people are expressing, and it won't impact the, you know, you're not thinking, well, this person's only been here for less than 2 years, so their opinion counts less than someone who's been here more than 20.
No, that is not the way municipal government works. If you're a resident, it doesn't matter. Each voice is has the same importance.
Okay, all right.
Erica, as you know, this would be the first time Tanchmer is going through their own budget process, so it is a new process. So this year we've instituted these, and we will refine these as we move into future years of this. Of course, we had our processes in Sackville, Dorchester had their processes, and in 2023, for 2023's budget, the process was undertaken by the province. So we want to begin to look at how we can community engage our budget process more in a vastly larger municipality, and we'll expand on this as we move into 2025 and beyond's budget as well.
That's Michael Beal and Kieran Miller from the town of Tanchmer. If you or someone you know wants to share comments on the priorities for the 2024 Tanchmer budget, you can do that in person at a special council meeting on September 19th through an online survey available at sackville.com or by contacting councillors directly. You can also send an email right to Michael Beal at m.beal@sackville.com. To get on the list to present on September 19th, put your name in with the clerk's office by emailing d.beal@sackville.com by the end of day today.